USA Radio News.
Democrats take control of the House of Representatives on Thursday and plan on passing spending bills to help open the government and end the partial government shutdown. The House also plans on passing a resolution with $1.3 billion for border security. Arizona Congressman Republican Debbie Lesko tells Fox News how her district in Arizona feels about illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration and stopping it has been the number one issue polled-wise in Arizona for many years, and it was this election year, too. Especially in my district.
Thousands of folks are already gathering in Times Square in New York City to be part of the New Year's Eve celebration. Commissioner James O'Neill says the NYPD is ready for the festivities.
Road closures in the bow tie area started at 4. The pens start to fill up. We have 13 access points. I do have concerns at any large event, but this is what the NYPD, we do this how many times a year?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time, just doing the math. That's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The New Year's brings in many new laws, including many concerning firearms, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
California is enacting over a dozen new laws which limit gun access. In 2018, Washington, Florida, Hawaii, Illinois, and Vermont, as well as the District of Columbia, also passed laws raising the minimum age to buy a long gun from 18 to 21. Those laws take effect with the new year. A landmark 20 states are raising their minimum wages, giving a raise to 5 million workers. And starting with the new year in New York, all new public men's and women's bathrooms will be required to have diaper changing tables. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Today is Black Monday in the NFL as six head coaches were fired, including Cincinnati Bengals coach Marvin Lewis, who had been with the team for 16 years, and Miami Dolphins head coach Adam Gase. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In 2018, we saw massive security breaches at companies like Marriott, Caribou Coffee, and even NASA. Now, the response to the hacking is what ticked off most folks. But is government intervention the answer or even the way to go moving forward, as many folks are then concerned regarding the government having your personal data as well? Morgan Wright is a security expert. He tells Fox News something needs to be done moving forward.
You know, what the government can do, the government has one thing. It's got a big boot, and it can plant that boot in the rear of a lot of companies and start finding them like they did with Sarbanes-Oxley. Here's the bad part. We as consumers have very little control once it's in the hands of these companies.
Wright says regarding that Marriott security breach,
here's what happened with Marriott and the Starwood Group. That breach went on for 4 years, and they didn't detect it. So some of this is just poor, you know, practice, poor tradecraft on their point. What we need, you know, there's been truth in advertising for a long time, Connell. What we actually need is truth and privacy. Imagine before you give your information, somebody said, look, our policies are so bad, your information may end up in the hands of the Iranians, the Russians, the North Koreans, or the Chinese. So caveat emptor. You know, people would take it a little bit more seriously. It's going to take, I hate to say it's going to take at some point some government regulation, but that's how we kind of put an end to some of this nonsense with the misstatements, you know, and the all the fraud that was going on, like the Enrons and the Tycos.
Right. After nobody matched all six numbers in Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing, the jackpot for Friday now stands at just over $348 million. No one has matched all six numbers since late October. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.